Classic rock, Roger and JP. He's
getting away with this one because he's Paul McCartney.
What's he getting away with, though?
He's lying.
It was just an interview.
You know you were when you're racist. He's sitting, and we'll get into it in a second. He's dodging this bullet because he's Paul McCartney. Simple.
Read the quotes to everybody, and you guys can decide. I mean, I think I know what he's saying, but I mean, I maybe didn't say it right.
We'll check
it out next. It's 102.3 WBAB.
He's lying. Fine.
Sir Paul does not lie. Okay. He's saying, love me, do.
Yeah.
And things like that.
I think he said, love me, Jew.
No.
Watch. You'll see. You like that one, Brett?
Long Island's only classic rock. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP say 21. So what did McCartney say?
He said, when I was a kid, this is a quote, you were a racist without knowing it. The Beatles legend didn't realize he used the language he used with his friends was offensive and upsetting to people with different. He said, quote, when I was a kid, you were a racist without knowing it. It was just a normal thing to use certain words that you wouldn't use now. Along the way, suddenly realized how it would make the people you were talking about feel. I don't think until then we'd ever even thought about other people. It was a joke between ourselves. But here's the deal. That's how you know it was racist.
Mm-hmm.
When you wouldn't
joke between yourselves.
When you wouldn't use those words around certain people, you know. So,
but when you're a kid, you're innocent. You use, I mean, look at your son or Brett's son could drop the F-bomb, the S-bomb. They know it's like not a right word, but they don't know what it means because they just heard it from a kid in the class. Like when you're that age, you could be innocent and not know what you're saying.
But he's saying,
but only
I'll say it again. When I was a kid, you were a racist without knowing it. It was just a normal thing to use certain words that you wouldn't use now among your friends.
Right.
So, but you would use those words, but not around those people.
Right.
Do you understand? Like, you know, he didn't, it's not like he said the N-word around black people. No, he said it around his people, because you know it's bad. I'm not saying.
See, I feel like people's thought evolves because, you know.
Absolutely.
How about what people used to call transgenders tranny? And now you know that that's not really the most respectful way to do it. Now you know that 5 years ago you shouldn't have said that. But everybody used to say, oh, he's a tranny or she's. And didn't really think, not that it came up much, but didn't think much of it. Like, I feel like people's minds evolve and I kind of understand what he's saying, but I also see your point.
But he's wrong. He's lying.
No, he's not lying.
Because you know it. You know those words. That's where I think you go too far. No, you know those words weren't supposed to be used around certain people.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that, now you know it's racism. You know that.
Do you think he means the N-word or...
I don't think he does.
Or colored or Negro. Because those were... Words that were used.
Those were words that were used.
But we don't use them now.
Right.
So I think that's where he's going.
No, but he's saying as a kid, he didn't know he was being racist. You know you're being racist. If you're choosing to use certain words that describe people only around your friends who are the same as you, you know it's racism. Whether you grow up and realize the error of your ways and go a different way. Like, I grew up in a household where the N-word was used by my father. Okay?
Yep.
I've made the conscious decision in my house, my kids will never hear that word come from me in my home.
Absolutely.
My father started to go down that road a couple of months ago in my house, and I squashed it right away.
Good job.
I squashed it.
Yep.
And he said to me, he turns around when the kids weren't around, he goes, I apologize, you're doing the right thing. I said, I know I am.
See? His thinking's evolved. I think that's just how people go. McCartney's talking about 50 years ago.
I'm not saying you don't evolve from it. Yeah. I'm saying at that point when you're young, you know it's racism.
There's no innocence when you're young. You don't know what you're talking about. When you say words, you don't know what they really are, how much they hurt people.
If you're not using those words around those people...
Mm-hmm.
You know it's racism.
Well, he said nothing about that. I don't know. I just think it's a real easy concept he's saying, and you're digging deeper in it than you
have. I'm not digging deeper. I'm calling Paul McCartney. Hey, Jude? Nope. It was Hey, Jude. The record company.
829, Roger and JP on BAB. JP says Paul McCartney was obviously racist.
No, that's not what I said. There's a quote on MSN.com. Paul McCartney said, quote, when I was a kid, you were racist without knowing it. And I'm saying if you were hiding the words from those people that they were about, you knew it was racist. I'm not saying you don't grow up and grow out of it and realize that it was the wrong way of thinking.
But as a little kid, I understand what he's saying. There's an innocence there where you don't. It's just another word that other people are saying and you're using it.
But you're By
the time you're a certain age, you should know.
But you're
obviously
specifically not using it around those people. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Mm.
And that's all I'm saying. He said you don't know. I'm saying you know if you're not using it around them.
Good morning, BAB.
Listen, when I grew up on Long Island, it was a matter of there wasn't as many black and Spanish people around.
Right.
So it wasn't even that you were racist. It was just the fact that it was things that your older brother or whatever said that was funny.
But you knew it was racist.
Yeah, because we wouldn't say it around black or Spanish people.
That's exactly my point.
They weren't around, so it was just funny. It wasn't even that we knew what racist really was. We were probably like 10 or 11 years old.
See, and I'm not even by 10 or 11. I was thinking even younger than that, because by 10 or 11, I think you had a pretty good idea what all the bad words were about, racism or not.
McCartney's full of it. Yellow Submarine is about the Orientals.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It's B.A.B. Leaves have fallen off. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's interesting to think about when like kids start realizing that things are racist. And McCartney doesn't really say how old he was
right.
when he harkens back to, you know, we were racist without really knowing we were
right.
when he was a kid.
I don't think he's harkening back to 6 years old, though.
See, I think he means when he's a little kid. He doesn't mean 16. He was almost a Beatle by then. You know, I think he means when he's really young. And I understand it's your environment, and at the time, 50 years ago, it's just what was going on. You don't even know that stuff is racist.
You make it sound like because he was in the Beatles, he was so innocent.
No.
The White Album.
Good morning.
He knew what he was doing.
You're ridiculous.
He didn't do the Black Album as a follow-up, did he? Nope.
Good morning.
He didn't do the yellow one either. Or the brown one.
All right, I get the point.
Just the white hooded one.
Good morning, VAV, go ahead.
You know, I thought of something that you might find interesting. There's a racist thing that people do all the time and they don't realize they do it.
What?
They describe someone's color when they're telling a story, and you don't need the visual description to tell all the people in the story apart.
Right. I was with there was three of us there. There
really?
Was me, Raj, and like a black guy, and there it is right there. It speaks volumes.
Everybody does it. White people do it, black people do it, especially people that are like my parents' generation and stuff.
Right.
But it drives
all the time.
Me nuts. I try to be conscious of it because it becomes habitual.
That's a good point. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. I don't want to call Ted out, but I'm going to now.
Ted does that.
Ted really? Does it?
I don't know. Because, we always talk about how everybody's not the same. We don't ever want everybody to be the same on the ball field or everywhere. People are different. There are different races, religions, and creeds.
That's
right. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
But sometimes in your stories, it doesn't enhance it.
You would say I was at the bar. I had this great black bartender.
Yeah, because it's painting a picture of where I was and who I'm dealing with. That's what I mean. Little Diddy.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 8:39. Partly sunny and 81 today.
I understand, Ted. We were just talking about how Ted will tell a story. He was like, yeah, I was at the, you know, we were out at this bar. We had this great black bartender. And he'll say that he's painting the picture with the story.
Yeah.
But what is the telling me the color of the, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what you're doing. I'm just saying, why do you think adding in the fact that it's a black bartender makes the story that much better?
It's just painting the picture. It's just, I'm descriptive with everything.
No,
you know,
but
if
it
I
was,
do that with all the time.
But if it was a white bartender, you would never say.
I'd say the Italian guy, the Chinese guy.
He would.
I do
he
all
would.
The time.
Right.
Yeah.
But also,
and what,
you grew
what
up
makes
in a neighborhood.
Right. No, what makes it, let me ask you this.
Nothing's
what makes
wrong.
It wrong with doing that?
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Because if you go back, what this all stems from with McCartney is guilty white liberals. And that's what it is. He's another one of these guilty white guys that, you know, grew up in an area where he didn't live around any minorities, probably. And now he wants to lecture everybody that the whole world was terrible, that the country is bad, everybody's racist.
No, he's not lecturing. What happened was something came up with the song that he did with Kanye. And in that song with Kanye, the song is called All Day. Kanye used the N-word 40-plus times.
Right.
So they asked him about it, and the quote that he ended up giving was, you know, when I was a kid, you were racist without knowing it, and it kind of stemmed from there. It's not guilty, white, anything.
So I don't, what does that mean?
Any of that. He's saying, like, when you were a kid, when he was a kid, and I don't agree with him, I think he's full of it.
Right.
But when he was a kid, you would just use words among your friends and not realize it was racist.
Really
so is he excusing Kanye? for using the word?
Here's what he goes on, and he goes, the 73-year-old musician features Kanye West track All Day, which features over 40 uses of the N-word. Paul insists the song isn't offensive as it takes away the sting of the term and becomes a term of endearment. He told the Vent magazine, quote, Kanye's an artist. He can say what he wants. It's the freedom of speech, literally. Quote, the N-word to a lot of black people, particularly younger black people, it's almost a term of endearment.
Right.
It's a slang word, and I think the good thing about it is that it takes out the sting. It takes the sting out of it. It just becomes a word rather than a derogatory word it could be used as. The song was so controversial. Friends advised the Hey Jude hitmaker to distance himself from it. He said, they said, you can't be anywhere near this thing. You can't be connected with this. Quote, at one point, I was talking about the idea of saying, yes, you know, I wrote those lyrics. Some of my finest lyrics ever. And he started breaking balls.
He's joking.
About it. Yeah, no, I don't think it's like white. It's not white guilt.
Okay. Well, it is, because it's okay for Kanye to say it, but if a white person said it, he would be all up in arms calling them a racist.
You're making something. Okay.
That's where it comes from.
No.
It does.
Okay.
It does. 842. Thank you, Ted. And here's Ted with the Roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound is closed.